And no, the Christmas feast that started when the church was organized, and when the church was organized, that they do get together and have a wonderful time of feasting, because the feasting for the native people is a wonderful time of getting together and then have a time and showing your friends, accepting your friends is to give them the food. I think that's one way of Eskimo extend their friendship to their fellow natives wherever they are, and still today, some native people do expect to participate in the family meal, and all we do, even though we don't invite them there. They're there, and it's well, it's I don't know. It's as I this is kind of something that's kind of difficult to explain. If I was down at Anchorage or Fairbanks, or other than our native town, if I just walk in, or my friend walk in to the home, and it happens to be a mealtime, he knows he's welcome. And we just accept him to the family circle. But on the other places, it seems that you got to have money in order to. This is something that still continue, but I'm afraid it will be disappearing too. I don't know whether that's a good practice or. But we don't like to see it encouraging people to be lazy. That's some people don't like to see it this way. I think this is why the Christmas feast is so important. The people like to get together for sharing their food with others. And that seems to be the only big thing that they have. They've got in the past, there has been some starving, and so on. And when this is not possible, they get together and just have a wonderful time. And ever since, the Christmas feast continues. There are little, not too. I haven't heard too many people mentioning whether and how long this should continue. But the Christmas gifts bringing to the church was discontinued because we have heard, oh, maybe some complaint from others. They stayed there, not receiving any gifts, and maybe that was why it was discontinued. But as far as the feast is concerned, everybody shared, and everybody get their share, and it's different than gift giving.
Who brings the? I know there's more than just. Well, who distributes the meat, and who is
Of course,
helping?
oh yeah, that part. I seem to think about the whale part right here, which is a big thing. It's just like a big turkey for our white brothers, and the whale is like something like that. If it's not there, it seems we do have feast, even though we don't have a whale. But it's like feasting without a turkey. And of course, we expect every whaler to bring it, and they know it. We don't have to tell them. They know they will bring some. And there are other hunters, like fishermen. They do bring fish, whether any ordinary people, and other people who hunt caribou. They would bring a great big pot of soup there, and that's why they have some. And other people, ordinary people like us, would bring some canned fruit or coffee or tea, and that way we know what to bring, and that's the way we carry on the Christmas and Thanksgiving feast.
How do you decide who serves the food?
Well, we usually have two elders as the leaders in finding the servers, the waiters. they know how many, about 30, they would, you notice that they call them at the church. Some young women, young men expect to be called. They see that as an honor to take part. And the two elders who are retiring for this year would be the overseers and the entire deacons of our church. Oversee the distribution of the food.
What do you do?
Oh, I just sit around. That's and I, of course, you see me. They ask me to give a blessing for the food, and which is natural. And that's the time that we also give our special Christmas gift for the poor, wherever they are. So that's about what we do at Christmas. And there may be other things, and of course we still think that this Christmas program is a very important thing. We have a plan for it every year, and we don't like to hold it at Christmas Sunday. We'd like to hold it on other part of the days, weekdays. So even though we set it in a certain day, we know that the church will be packed. So
that's really nice.
I don't know what that's that dirt. They get on their knees, both hands and knees, and keep that push each other with their shoulders. It's their shoulders.
And how do they decide who wins?
They put a line there, and if his knees go beyond that thing, then he's the one that loses. But if he gets pushed the other one on the other side of the line, then he's
okay.
That's a winner.
Sometimes they continue. Does that mean that one guy is
winning? Well, if he lifts up his knees, then that means he's losing. So they have to keep everything down on the floor.
Okay, right now, who's ahead, the marrieds or the singles?
Married.
By how many points?
They said the single was ahead 3 points, but the marriage caught up with them.
Oh,
just a few minutes ago. So if they don't win this one, then they'll be even.
Thank you. What's the names of the people now?
That's Thomas Napareak and, let me see, Sheldon Adams. They can't push Thomas Napareak. He's the one with the tough neck and shoulders, you know. He's the one that got Robert Aiken, that big, I call the giant.
Yeah.
Friends come in. They're playing this married against single since yesterday. I wasn't here yesterday, but this is my first evening, so. See, when he lifts him up like that, that means he's losing. They have to keep both their hands and knees on the floor, and they're up on top. If they get him up off the floor, that is there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, he's got so many out.
Yeah. Here comes Harry Kaliak for the singles.
That's pretty tough on their collarbones, you know. They put it. They put their head right up, right there.
Harry lost.
That's Douglas Edwardson for the singles.
What's his first name?
Douglas Edwardson. That Napariak is still out there. I don't know how many.
Anybody who can beat Bob
Lee. Yeah, the best.
Napariak keeps on beating the opponents. Another single man's getting up.
William Levitt. Charlie
Levitt?
William's married. He's from the single.
Okay. Charlie Levitt. Harold Kaliak singles just defeated Tommy Simmons, married. You know which games the marrieds have won and which the singles have won? You know which games, you know, the marrieds have won and which games the singles have won?
But then their marrieds are still behind from this.
Yeah.
The only time I did was when they were playing married against it for 24 hours. There were only six married women, and then I realized that when you're playing against them, when you watch your opponent's boyfriend, who is, by the way, they greet, and then they just all of a sudden after they let go, you know, and you go just like that. Even if you're in a discovery, you watch they can greet, and you can really all the things. I realized my first time with the games I did it, I start watching them, and it's their breath, you know. If they let go, that means they let loose. And then that's when I make my move, and then just like that. It was not fun once you learn how to do it.
Yeah, do the points for the women and the men go together? Like
no, they have their own separate points. The high. There you go again. Those Levitts are real. You know, they're always good at arm
pulling. There are a lot of Levitts.
Uh-huh. But that Napa has. is real tough, you know, in anything. He's real good. Even last fall, he took out a 16-foot aluminum boat, just himself and Henry Canaira. They got a whale. Just like that. So, every time he goes out with his huge going out hunting, he comes home with a polar bear, seal, or anything. Oh my gosh, yeah, he comes again. I wonder where he can find the right size clothing for himself.
Thank you.
This game, man places both knuckles on the floor and then with both feet kicks up at a glove suspended from a wire from the ceiling. String gets raised as a number of men can kick it. Young men are finding this particularly difficult.
Come on.
While the men are doing the game, balancing on the knuckles and kicking with both feet, women are also having a game of married against singles. Both women lying flat on the floor, legs crossed, one arm in back, and with the other arm doing a hand wrestle. The elbows against each other on the floor, and then the object is with first the right hand to push the opponent's hand to the down on the floor, and then with the left hand. And if you win one or the other, then you go back and do the reverse again. So there could be three altogether, three times of doing this. The singles are well ahead with the women on this game.
This is a story about the games about a long time ago when other villages were invited by the villages like from Barrow and Wainwright. Yeah.
Kilik tu tu belum tak pinjam ni beli tu, tak nak kibir ni ana.
They invite the other villages to the games where the games are going to be held at.
Aje, kilik tu tu beli injung malok.
Two men were sent out to tell the other villages that the games were about to start, and they had to run to the other villages.
Inuit sumulak tap ko kibuak sumulak ka pumasik siya mo tilisuway.
These two men were sent out from the village and tell the other villages that the games will be held at a certain place, even though how far the places were, like down to Wainwright, Point Hope, and other such places, long time ago.
I see. Okaduk sakit. Inyo kumot sumik takaw pekaukruni inyo dapko kibu maruk tiliragay pekaukruti kisumni inyo mitapru manga.
These two men went out and they tell the villages what they wanted, and they come back to the village and they say that whatever they want, I mean the villages wants to know what things they wanted by these two runners, so they run back whatever games they want to play, something like that.
Stop.